And tonight's testimony is by a person I've already come to call a friend. His name is Mikey Bartolome. That is Bartolome. He's from New York. He's a Haitian American. So we are very thankful to have Mikey here. He's going to come tell us how God has had mercy on him. Welcome.
Good evening, family, church. How we doing? All the honor, glory, and praise goes to God, to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. It's by God's grace that I'm here today to be able to share testimony with you. It's going to be super condensed because I probably could write a long novel or have a series of movies, you know, based on, you know, what God has done for me in my life. I'm 31 years old. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Moved down to Florida in the middle of my junior year of high school. And thanks be to God, I can't ever remember not believing in God. Always knew that God existed. I was raised Catholic. Had my first communion and confirmation and stuff. And I'm grateful because that introduced me to Jesus and, you know, somewhat. And I came to Florida and pretty much didn't really like school that much the way it was down here. I went from having 8 periods a day in New York to like block schedule and only 4 classes. And, you know, I would just kind of like cut school and not go and, you know, kind of like, you know, use some recreational stuff, marijuana and, you know, drink and stuff like that. And, you know, that sort of thing started to progress more and more and more until I got into a full-blown addiction. You know, I ended up going to prison twice. I was committing a lot of crimes to keep up my habit. You know, I ended up being homeless, you know, living out of my car for a while. You know, eventually to being reduced to just living on the streets, just a pitiful existence. You know, there were times where, you know, I wouldn't bathe for like a week. Maybe once a week I would take a shower. Maybe once every 3 or 4 days I would eat, that type of thing. And just a slave to sin, just a slave, just Satan's slave, just committing crimes and just doing his bidding. You know, he was my father at that point. My loyalties were to him. And, you know, that stuff kind of continued on for about 12 years or so. And I mean, some of the lowlights, you know, when, you know, I really wanted to, suicidal ideations really started popping up after, it was my son's 10th birthday. So I have a 12-year-old son, he's going to be 13, and I have a 2-year-old daughter, Brianna. Brianna's in Haiti, and Joseph is in Fort Lauderdale. And on JoJo's 10th birthday, I was supposed to go and meet up with him. And, you know, the last thing that he heard from me, I called him and I was like, "Don't worry, Daddy's on the way. I just need to wait for the tri-rail. I'm going to jump on the tri-rail and I'll be down there to see you." And, you know, I didn't show up. He didn't hear from me. I had this crazy idea that I could go and pretty much use drugs while I was waiting for that train to come. And I never got on the train. And I remember his mom texting me, "Please don't do this to JoJo." And, you know, I ended up selling the phone so that I wouldn't have to see that type of stuff. And, you know, my son stopped talking to me for like 2 years. And then another thing that happened was something with Brianna, where Brianna was living in Haiti. And, you know, my parents made sacrifices to bring her here. You know, we felt like maybe having the responsibility of her there would straighten me up a little bit. And after like 3 days, you know, I left the house. I didn't say anything to anybody, and I pretty much just left my daughter in the house. You know, people were home. It doesn't make it any better, though. I mean, I didn't leave her by herself, but I did at the same time. But thanks be to God. When I my most recent trip to jail last year, you know, it was for, you know, a petty theft, and I didn't go to court. And while I was in there, my mother found out about, you know, St. Matthew's House, and I called her, and, you know, when I called her from jail, she said, you know, you're going to this place. And I said, okay, you know, I was definitely in a, you know, in the posture or position of surrender at that point. I couldn't stand to live how I was living anymore. And, you know, the washing of the regeneration is unbelievable. You know, Christ resides inside of me. The Holy Spirit is my counselor. It guides me from day to day. You know, I live in the kingdom of God wherever I go. You know, I am starting to learn on how to spread the gospel, and may not just in, you know, spots like this. It's a little easier here, you know, volunteer to give my testimony, but like in real life, everyday life, you know, I'm starting to be around people who maybe they haven't heard the gospel, or they're definitely not living, you know, godly or righteous lives. And so I'm starting to learn how to, you know, point people towards Christ. And, you know, it's just beautiful. God will never leave me or forsake me. I know that. You know, I've witnessed amazing things, major, major thing I don't want to forget. So Joseph, I hadn't seen him for 5 years, and my birthday just passed, February 8th, and on my birthday weekend, I was reunited with my son after 5 years. And, you know, last night we had our first conversation on the phone. It lasted like an hour and a half, you know, and, you know, I'm just overwhelmed by everything that God's doing in my life. Things as small as having a bank account, you know, a savings account. There's not much in there yet, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. And I'm just so grateful to be alive today. And, you know, I'll proclaim and praise Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you know, for the rest of the days of my life, you know. And that's all. God surrounded me with people. I have friends. We send sermons back and forth, you know, via internet and stuff. And everything's about God today. So that's all I got. Thank you so much for your time, everybody. God bless you.